Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now in steaming hot weather there. Are you hot there, Nick? I know you're hot, but are you hot? As in temperature hot?
I'm pretty hot today.
It's the Duchess of the Chart, I know. Which actually, I've closed my windows, my office, and my door because my 4-year-old son thinks it's hilarious to run in and make a noise when I'm interviewing people. So I've got no air, no through air in here, no air conditioning, and it's absolutely too hot. But there we are.
What you mean. I was trying to record videos yesterday, like training videos, and every time I did it, the dog would bark in the middle, so it was just so annoying.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so you never work with animals and children. The old Blue Peter, exactly. Right, let's go into the stocks today. First of all, there's IDP, that's Innovaderma. They've had a trading update. Looks quite good, and I was looking at their sort of revenue. It's double, triple digits increases. I think, let me just... So they've had a price extension there because their price is up very good today. But let's have a look what they said. They said 9 million in revenues, which is 80% increase, 355% increase in before tax profits. So IDP in the chart, what do you reckon, Nick?
IDP has stalled at the previous high. So if you look back at October 2016, where we had that spike high at 400, spike highs always get retested. That's what we've done. And there's been a lot of profit taking there. And I'm not convinced it's cheap enough yet to tempt people back in. I think that we could see a bit further correction. So there's two levels that I would had marked to buy at. One of them is 319 and the other one is sort of between 285 and 275. I think that if we don't hold 319 on a retest, I think that a pullback to those previous highs, from Chewy and from May, are going to be an epic buy. The 50-day moving average would have caught up. There's no 200-day moving average yet because this one hasn't been around long enough. But I do think that we could see a deeper pullback. And so if 319 doesn't hold, look for sort of 285, 275 to be a great place to get in.
Okay, all right. Marvellous stuff. All right.
Great start. Like, it is going higher. It just needs a bit more correction first.
Yeah. It's gone a long way in a short space of time, hasn't it?
It has.
Let's go to Talou Energy, TLOU. They're still struggling, but is there any signs they're going to get above this resistance area? It's annoying because I am a holder of this, and this resistance area is just annoying, isn't it?
It is annoying, but doesn't want to go lower. And it's, trust me, it's really tried to go lower and hasn't. So eventually, some news is going to trigger this higher. I think it's just got to be. It looks really, really well supported. Like, it looks like it wants to go. I don't know. I like it, but it's not only has it got the problem of those highs, it's got to close above sort of 7. But then it's got the 200-day moving average at 7.7 to get above. But if it does, we're back to the top of the wedge, and then on looking for a breakout. So
yeah, I'm surprised.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm surprised knowing about this story why it hasn't gone. I think there will be some big news out soon because at the moment this has a huge potential. They're doing coal bed, methane power in Botswana, which is a country, has a huge power deficit, electricity deficit. The government behind it, they're putting a proposal to the government very soon. So it's all there. It's all ready to go. It's one of the things that's building pressure. When it does go, it'll be like a pressure cooker. The top just blows off pretty much, I think, when they drop the right bit of news that needs to re-rate it in some way. It needs to be a catalyst. But but like you say, it's excellent support. Excellent resistance. It's trading with that narrow range, isn't it? And sooner or later, one will
really
give.
Yeah, really nice tight wedge, and it'll get tighter and tighter, and then it'll just go. Yeah. So, let's see.
Okay, staying with the P's, it's T-Pop. The People's Operator has been slowly drifting down. Final results are due on this, but they've been due for weeks. I don't know where they are, and I think that concern has caused some private investors to jump ship. which I don't see why, because they had a good trading update at the start of the year. So what do you reckon, Nick? Teapop.
Teapop in March, you know, in March it fell below the 20-day moving average that is like my bull bear line. And ever since then, every time we've tried to rally back into it, it's failed at it. You know, and then end of last week, we rallied into that 20-day. So the first thing we've got to do is close above that. And then when we do, I really do think that we could see a decent rally from this, at least to match that first rally from January. We'll go back and test the 200-day. So the two upside targets when it gets going are sort of 9.3. And then I think we should go back and test the previous lows from last year, those swing lows from the summer, and find, you know, resistance somewhere between 13 and 15.
Marvellous. Nick, if you put the charts there on the company pages at Vox and send me them too, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.